rattle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, June 5th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be on topic and pithy to your point. Please, no video links or long stories during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon when I get off the air. First of all, I would like to ask for you to join me in a prayer for my wife, Victoria Bishop. She spent the night overnight preparing for surgery today at Munson Hospital in Traverse City. Since she has had issues dealing with previous surgeries, she ended up being taken to the hospital on Sunday, emergency room, to be examined for internal bleeding. They had installed some drain bags to heal her from a surgery from last week that proved to cause internal bleeding that they don't know where it's coming from. So as a result, today she has to have another surgery where they go in and try to find where the bleeding is from, cauterize it, stop it from internally bleeding, clean up her chest cavity, and then sew her back up. So, Father, we come to you and we ask that you absolutely put your divine hand on my wife, Victoria Bishop, and her doctors today at Munson Hospital. That you absolutely guide them, assist them, direct them to the area that needs to be dealt with, and that they're able to fix it, Lord, and restore her to her perfect self in your image as to the way you would have it. Father, we ask this in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So thank you very much for that prayer for my wife. It'll be done later this afternoon. I'm being told roughly between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. So if you could send more prayers at that time, we'd greatly appreciate that as well. One of the things that this has taught me is that you have to absolutely, absolutely have faith in the system, have faith in the doctors. But it becomes very troubling when all of these issues and problems keep coming back that you're having to deal with. We're going to talk about it with Dr. Rick Randall today in the third hour from 11:30. How we need to stay in prayer. We need to stay positive. We need to ask the right questions. We need to make sure that things are properly looked at. When we were there on Sunday and the surgeon did not come in to consult with her to see what was going on, they sent us home. So basically, waiting for a doctor follow-up visit with the surgeon yesterday afternoon. Come to find out, she's been internally bleeding since Sunday. Hematoma in the area that needs to be surgically dealt with today. Well, she should have been admitted in the hospital on Sunday, but she wasn't. So basically, Sunday afternoon to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon, 3 days, she's had this internal bleeding going on and nothing was done about it. You've got to ask the right questions. But again, we pray everything goes well. Thank you for those prayers. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
My favorite truck driving song. From 2005 to 2009, when I was an owner-operator out on the road, long-haul, cross-country truck driving, after being out 3 to 4 weeks, said, that's it. I've got to go home to Bubba. My honey-do list is getting way too long. I'm done. Take me off the board. I would play that song. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. I knew all along that I was got to go home. I had to go home. Yes, absolutely. Kind of an interesting story yesterday afternoon that came out that might affect one of the announced Republican candidates for governor. Republican consultant Stu Sandler, longtime Michigan political consultant. If you're going to run for statewide office, you hire basically three or four consultants in the state of Michigan. One of them was Stu Sandler. John Yob from Strategic National, Jamie Rowe, a few others, but basically Stu Sandler, major, major political consultant here in the state of Michigan. Well, he announced yesterday on social media that he's taken a job as the chief of staff for U.S. Senator Rick Scott down in Florida. Now, this is a significant development in Michigan politics. Why? Because Sandler has been hired to be the lead campaign consultant for U.S. Congressman John James, Republican from Shelby Township, who announced earlier this year that he was planning on running for governor next year in 2026. What does that mean? Well, it means that Sandler is out as the lead political advisor strategist for John James, leaving the two-term congressman with a kitchen cabinet that includes Tory Sachs, Joanne Burgos, Chief of Staff Jackson Gross, and a spokesperson, Hannah Aswantke. Now, here's the problem. None of them are strong enough as a strategist, a campaign manager, basically, to run this campaign. What it does is it leaves John James with a problem, because these other consultants have already been hired for these other candidates that have announced and or are forthcoming. Well, the spokesperson for James said, Congressman James is delighted to congratulate Stu on his new role as the chief of staff for U.S. Senator Rick Scott. Stu's experience will be a valuable asset as Senator Scott continues to serve Floridians. The campaign remains strong, well-funded, and well-positioned for victory under battle-tested Michigan-centric leadership, end quote, said John James's spokesperson. Kind of interesting. Centric leadership, not far right, staunch conservative Republican, but a centric as a Republican. This is how they have positioned John James' message and how he wants to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Well, Sandler had guided James in his past two unsuccessful U.S. Senate campaigns. He also has been the consultant for then-Attorney General Bill Schuette during his 2018 gubernatorial run, which also failed. He also worked for then-Attorney General Mike Cox's 2010 gubernatorial campaign, which also failed, but eventually ran his successful Attorney General bids actually prior to the 2010 governor's race. Without Sandler, Republican consultants are wondering aloud where this leaves the John James campaign for governor, which has had next to no public visibility since his announcement 2 months ago. Folks, he announced back on April the 7th. I read the story when it came out. Nobody was excited about it, and there hasn't even been a social media presence from the campaign. This past week on Mackinac Island, James didn't attend the Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference and will be the only big-name Republican gubernatorial hopeful who will not attend a large Northern Michigan Lincoln Day dinner this weekend. Large? Okay. But not sanctioned by the Sheboygan County Republican Party where it's being held. This is an outside group with its own PAC that is trying to have a quote-unquote large Lincoln Day dinner this weekend. Well, James isn't coming. When the Michigan Republican Party state chairman Jim Runstead found out that it was not a sanctioned county party event, he's not coming. I've been told that some other people are seriously considering not attending either. But the ones who will be attending is Congressman Jack Bergman. Allegedly, Congressman Bill Huizenga, who's thinking about running for U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers, as well as many of our state representatives from Northern Michigan and a current state senator from the 37th, John DeMoose, and even Senator Ed McBroom from the 38th. Former state senator Wayne Schmidt is going to be there as well. So if this gives you any idea as to who is attending this event, that basically gives you an idea of what this is. However, the problem is this is money. John James announced on April 7th his candidacy, claiming that he had already raised $1 million for his governor's race. Additionally, Dan and Pamela DeVos announced that they had formed a PAC and was funding this PAC with $5 million in aerial support for John James to run for governor. Well, one of the people connected to this fake Republican event that's happening this weekend in Northern Michigan is quoted in this story. I think this is another sign that the Republicans don't want John James to run for governor, and they're making it very loud and very clear, said this person. Well, behind the scenes, Donald Trump's political team was not excited about James not seeking his third term in Congress next year. With the Republicans on the road to keeping a majority in the U.S. House looking fairly narrow, they need James to stay in Congress and to keep that seat in the Republican column. By James not running for re-election as a congressman in the district he represents, they could very well lose that seat to a Democrat. Additionally, I think his campaign is doomed. And now that Stu Sandler is gone, I'm not even sure who would be willing to take him on as a client, as a political consultant. Arguably, James's low-profile political strategy works only because of his strong name ID, and it eliminates any unforeseen missteps, but it also puts him out of mind for the grassroots, as well as makes him a political target for his opponents, like former Attorney General Mike Cox. Now, this person quoted in this story, I believe, is supporting Mike Cox to be the candidate. I had some people reach out to Mike and his campaign advisor. I spoke with this gentleman. He got another phone call. We had to end our conversation about Mike coming on the show. And now the gentleman won't call me back. Find that kind of interesting. Well, the problem is, James wants to be coronated. There's nothing out there in social media, and it doesn't actually look like John James is even running a campaign right now for governor. So I got a very simple question to ask. Why did he announce on April 7th? Was it a trial balloon? Was it something he was just floating out there to see what the response would be, to see if people were excited about the campaign, if people wanted to volunteer, if people wanted to donate at the grassroots level? And now is it a sign, because of Dan and Pamela DeVos' $5 million political action committee, that PAC being formed, is it putting the wrong message out there? That basically he'd be a bought and paid for puppet of the DeVos family, and people are not liking it. And as a result, his chief lead political consultant strategist is gone. Taking a job as chief of staff for Florida's U.S. Senator Rick Scott. Did Trump ask Senator Scott to offer the job to Stu Sandler to take him away from John James's campaign? Is this another sign that it's going to be a failed run and that he should actually stay in Congress and keep the Republican majority? Very interesting story. Lots of twists to it. We'll continue to follow this, but I don't think John James is going to be running for governor for very long. I think he's going to get the message. I think Donald Trump may even talk to John and say, listen, I need you in Congress. It's not your time to run for governor of your home state. We'll see if his ego will allow him to do it. And basically, what is he going to do with the $1 million he's raised for the governorship? Well, he'll use it to run for Congress. People who support him, support him. Whether it's governor or congressman, I'm sure they wouldn't mind if he transfers the money to the other campaign. As far as Dan and Pamela DeVos, well, they may choose to use that political action committee for something else. So we'll keep on top of this, but a very, very interesting development yesterday afternoon, and something that we're going to definitely follow and see where this goes. One of the other things interesting about this event coming up this weekend is a lot of people finding out that they basically have been frauded by this group. They thought it was a Republican Party fundraiser, calling it a Lincoln Day dinner. Yeah, but it's not. It could be a Lincoln Day dinner, but it's not benefiting the Sheboygan County Republican parties or any other Republican Party entity. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.